Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
French ass, you did it yourself.
So you should know what you meant.
Buongiorno.
Anyway, today's episode is brought to you by corn.
Corn. Everybody likes it. Nobody eats it. Corn. Check out corn.com.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I actually misread that. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's Hulu Plus.
HuluPlus.com.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
The corn ad was,
was scheduled.
Did we lose the corn?
That's scheduled for 2015.
2015.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. There's a lot of money in corn.
That's a $2 billion account. So, Hulu Plus. What is Hulu Plus? You've probably heard of Hulu.com. But did you know that Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of acclaimed movies on your television or on the go with your smartphone or tablet?
Yes, and it streams in HD for an ultimate viewing experience.
That's right. So you can watch, you know, SNL, Community, Family Guy, and you can watch it not just on your TV, not just on your computer, but you can watch it on the phone, on your telephone while you're in the bathroom. Let's say you're brushing your teeth. And you're on your phone. You know how you're checking text messages while you're brushing your teeth?
I don't do that.
Okay.
You're addicted to your phone. You're addicted to your phone. You read a tablet while you look at your phone. You brush your teeth by just putting the brush on the counter and rubbing your teeth on it.
While watching The New Girl, which I could do thanks to HuluPlus.com.
Wow, nice.
And you know what? Hulu Plus also has original programming.
Holy crap.
For example, The Awesome starring SNL Seth Meyers and Moon Boy starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
Yes. And they offer a great selection of acclaimed films.
So, if you have $7.99 a month to spare with, and you probably do, you can stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. And as a special little deal for y'all, check out HuluPlus.com/Amir, and you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks. You don't have to pay anything. Just go to HuluPlus.com/Amir to at least check out their service. What is it like watching Community on your phone in the bathroom?
Let us know. We want to know.
Go to HuluPlus.com.
I want to see how you live.
/Amir for that special deal.
Also, if you want to just go up to any corn farmer, stand on his porch and yell Jake, he will come out and shoot you with a shotgun.
That's it. So thank you so much for Hulu Plus for bringing us back on a Thursday. And thanks for you guys for checking it out. You know, helping our sponsors helps us help you help them. Help, help,
help, help, help, help.
I'm choking on corn.
Not again.
Please enjoy this episode. We recorded it today, the day before we released it, in a hotel room in Madison with our friend Streeter.
It's pretty crazy.
Things got real.
Things actually ended up getting real.
In this one.
They really did.
So thank you guys for listening. Enjoy this episode.
Lovely.
Jazzy.
Jazzy?
Classy.
Yeah.
Sassy.
Soothing. Soothing was the correct answer.
Words. words. Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast show on the internet, hosted in a hotel room in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And we're here with
Streeter
Seidel.
Thanks for the assist.
We are on the road, as they say, doing a ton of shows. We're at this point, we've done 6 of 8 shows. One more tonight in Madison, Wisconsin, and then one more in Minnesota, and then we can finally sleep in the same bed for 2 nights in a row.
I think we can finally quit. We can retire. Yeah. At that point.
What?
I'm we'll going to enough. Die at the end of this.
You're raging too hard. Would you say?
Who's that? The tall tale about the guy that raced against the locomotive machine to make the tracks. I have no idea. Like,
oh my gosh.
Sorry, Jake had cut some mushrooms.
What was the tall tale about me fucking going head to head with Jimi Hendrix, man?
Jake also had diarrhea right now. He's vomiting. He's very sick and high on mushrooms.
He was born with a hammer in his hand.
Do I say more?
Really? Nobody knows?
This isn't, if it's not Paul Bunyan or Johnny Appleseed, I don't know it.
Oh, my God.
Now I just want to point out, and I know this isn't my podcast.
It is
today. It's his podcast, but Jake is violating the airplane mode
thank
rule
you, Streeter.
On his phone.
I'm finding, I can't not know this. I just can't deal with all the emails and tweets that I'm going to get telling me who it is.
Are you talking about Donnie Railroad Tie?
No.
Oh, yeah, the guy with a hammer.
Yeah, the hammer guy.
He raced against
the railroad.
Yeah, yeah, and then at the end he became, that's what nails are.
And yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
He became a nail. And before that, everyone was like, what
he
was...
He became the golden spike.
I'm so desperate to find this out. I just Googled Borm Sitha Hammer. John Henry. You guys never heard the tall tale of John Henry?
Isn't John Henry somebody in American history, Streeter?
He's a
no,
tall tale.
No, you're thinking of John Brown.
So the tale of John Henry goes, he was the best railroad track builder.
William Henry is who I'm thinking of.
Excuse me. And Clay Henry was the fireman and a Subway fan.
Okay, anyway.
All right, so he was born with a silver hammer in his hand. He was the best at building railroads. And then eventually the machines were going to take over and take all the jobs away from the guys who worked all day and night building the railroads.
The machines are what they call Chinese people.
The Chinese immigrant.
So he races against...
They damn machines.
He races against the machine and he wins, but his heart bursts at the end. So he ultimately, even though he beats the machine, he dies and the machines...
So I guess the machine won.
So wait, so how is that you? Because you're partying too hard? How dare you compare yourself to an American
hero? Because I'm working really hard, you know? I'm like out there every night doing shows.
Yeah.
And then...
Racing against the comedy machine.
And then you're getting hammered.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. That's
so
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm comparing myself to him because I'm going to die at the end of the tour.
I'm trying to take every other night off, but you don't have an off mode.
Yeah, you're trying to take every other. You were out last night.
Yeah, but I
and
left
you were and you were you. And you were out in you were out in Ann Arbor the night before.
But in Boston, I was not.
I try to tell you that the way to make sure that you have a good night is to never go to the second bar.
And yes, last night I was at the fourth bar.
You went to the second bar 3 times.
That's when you make all the bad decisions,
I went to the second bar, then I went to the third bar, then I went out to the fourth bar to check out the fourth bar, returned to the third bar, and told everyone the fourth bar was dope, and then I went back to the fourth bar, and no one followed me.
At that point, I think it was the fifth bar, because I don't even remember it.
And then I was behind bars.
You should have just gone and had a midnight cheeseburger in your hotel room, like a non-sad person the way I did.
Nothing like a midnight cheeseburger, which is the name of your new restaurant, which is opening up in Madison, Wisconsin, on the corner of State and Maine,
fall 2023.
We didn't even get to say that opening theme song was written by Audrey Scott of the band Sick C. She's like, if it's a little rough, I can re-record it. But little does she know, we just used it anyway.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It wasn't rough. It was
I
awesome.
Found it haunting.
Haunting. Yeah,
you're going
nice.
To hear that late at night while eating your cheeseburger.
I would
my
love
midnight
that
cheeseburger.
If I were you.
Like, I want that to play me.
What's that song?
I'm hungry.
Hey, anyone else hear that song?
We just came from eating at a cafeteria.
And boy, are our mouths tired.
Which I really enjoyed. You did not even like it, did you?
Well, this is what happened. I ate an egg salad and sandwich and a bag of sour cream and cheddar potato chips and washed it down with a lemon lime Gatorade. And that was from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So by the time we got to the cafeteria,
you weren't feeling the fried cheese crust.
I had the cold sweats. I was ill, tired, and dead. I had emotionally, been out until physically. 3 a.m. in Chicago. So, yeah, I did not feel like having the chicken patty sandwich that I got when we got to the cafeteria.
But it was humorously cheap. Everything's like $1.35. I miss dorm cafeteria food.
I was pounding back those cheese curds.
those cheese curds were dark.
I mean, it was like I had finally like found my people. Like,
yeah, you look like you belong
people.
Here.
Like, yeah, where people don't look at you weird for just eating straight cheese. When I do that at home, everyone looks at me like, what are you doing, you monster? And I do that here, and they're like, it's good, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, definitely good. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, you think those cheese curds are good? You got to go try them down at Cheesy Hut.
Actually, our mayor is actually a block of cheese.
We elected a 40-pound
wheel.
A wheel of cheddar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a landslide, too.
Yeah.
The incumbent didn't even have to stand a chance.
Oh, you could eat the mayor here. Yeah. He's just cheese then. Yeah.
You go up and just take a bite, and that's how we vote.
So whoever has the least amount of cheese left at the end is the new mayor-elect. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, golly.
Oh, gosh. Well, our Midwestern accents need to be improved, but that's the gist of it. So you want to explain how the podcast works?
Yeah,
I have no idea. It's not. I'm a guest. Why would you put that?
Yeah,
on
you're
me?
Right. Yeah, right. All right.
So what happens is people email us in their questions, conundrums, sticky situations. We do our best to advise them out of these problems. Sometimes we do better than others. Sometimes we just berate people. Sometimes we. I don't know. Sort of a free-for-all.
Yeah, and usually we record it in an apartment. Today we're recording it in a hotel room.
A hotel room in Madison, which is actually really nice.
Just to paint the photo, Jake is on a chair next to the bed. Streeter is laying in my bed. No big deal. Jeans on. I'm not even going to think about how dirty they are.
They're pretty dirty.
Yeah. Amir is kneeling on the floor. Your shoes are soaking in the tub because I guess you're concerned about the germs on them.
My shoes and socks are in a vial of rubbing alcohol right now.
Amir's been having an absolute meltdown because he doesn't have clean socks. He's been like this has been a major source of stress for him all week.
Well, this is it. I'm on my last pair of clean socks.
Oh my god.
The end.
What will you do?
Probably wear my gym socks, which are my backup socks, but I don't even want to get into such a terrible situation. Anyway, so these people email us in at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Feel free to do the same. And we let's get to answering some of these questions now.
Now.
Let's give this real email a fake name. What about we'll call them names of cities on our tour? So cool. This one's from Madison.
Madison.
Madison writes in, guys, I need your advice. I met this guy in July at a video game tournament, and we really hit it off. We talked for every day. He was super sweet. We even Skype all the time. We don't live in the same area. Here's the problem. We call each other boyfriend, girlfriend, although it's not official, but he doesn't want to actually make it Facebook official. He still posts little hearts on my wall, likes and comments on my shit, and will call me baby and other cute names. I just don't understand why he doesn't want to be official, or at the very least Facebook official. Any advice or thoughts? Thanks, Madison.
There's so many chicks at video game conventions. He doesn't want to get tied down.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's like afraid of announcing to the video game world that he's in a relationship.
This dude's all the other people on Metal Gear Solid are going to make fun of him if he has a girlfriend.
You are against Facebook officiality, correct?
Me?
Yeah.
I find it to be abhorrent.
No, you're not even like slightly below neutral. You're like, it's a negative 10 on a scale of negative 10 to 10.
I think it's awful.
Why do you hate it so much?
I mean, you and your wife, I find that, you know, that's normal.
It's complicated between us.
On Facebook.
In real life, we're married.
The few times I've entered into Facebook relationships, and like they end, you know, inevitably. So it's such a weird, public, horrifyingly sad thing that like I put like a year of my life into a relationship. It fell apart. And then it's just like, oh, Jessica is single, like,
and now I
and like three dudes like it, like,
and I can now go comment on that, which is nice.
No, that's awful. It's like my turmoil, my heartbreak, my.
So you're more against the breaking up of the Facebook officiality,
right.
Not the getting into the Facebook.
Well, because as soon as you do, it's just inevitable that you'll have to get out of the Facebook relationship.
So you're like, for you, Facebook officiality is like being engaged. You're like, you're only going to do it.
I probably wouldn't even want to do it then. It's just like, it doesn't matter.
Would you do it if you're married? I guess at that point, would you be like, this person's my wife? Or would you still be like, well, but what if we get divorced?
I guess if I were married, I would do it.
That means a lot to me.
Why?
Wait, I'm unclear on this question. Have these two ever... They've met in real life.
They've met in real life.
Presumably,
and an online relationship.
It's so complicated and dumb what she's saying. Like we're not official, but we call each other boyfriend and girlfriend. And you guys want to make it Facebook official? Just shut up.
It's super confusing.
I'm sorry. I'm like cranky, tired, mad, sick, and
he's full of cheese curds.
Full of cheese curds, to be perfectly honest. But shut the fuck up.
Why?
It doesn't matter. It's Facebook official. Is it official? Is it not official? Why do you, if you care, just be like, hey, I want to like make this official on Facebook. If you don't, you can go fuck yourself. I'm gonna leave.
I would say that's the way to go. It's like if it's really, even though it's stupid, if it's really bothering you, just bring it up.
Right. If anything's ever really bothering you, don't like push it down. But I think like you can always present something like, hey, I know this is going to seem small, or I know this is going to seem dumb, but it's really bothering me. Because if the person cares, then it doesn't matter that it's small. It's like, oh, somebody I care about is suffering and I should correct it.
This could be one of those things that like sometimes, you know, you'll find that a girl cares about something that you never even thought for one second she would care about. And then, like, you're the jerk all of a sudden without even, like, a totally innocent jerk. Like, oh, wait, you actually care about Facebook? Sure. let's totally be Facebook official then. Sorry, I didn't know you actually gave a shit.
What's another example of that?
That happens to me all the time with food.
Like, when my wife's birthday. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's a big deal to you? Yeah.
It's just like, I didn't know I was supposed to remember it. And then, like, she got really upset one year. I was like, oh, well, okay, now I'll try to remember it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I always remember. I just never really say anything.
And then it was like, oh, now I have to get you a gift. So next year, each year I learn a new thing.
So you don't know how to be a human, I think.
Yeah, I'm learning now.
Yeah. So every person has a day? Is that? Or do you choose a new day every year?
I think that's weird.
This dude probably... He's probably just still trying to crush. He probably just doesn't want to be in a Facebook relationship because he doesn't want people to know.
Well, yeah. Well, that's another reason people don't go into Facebook officiality. It's like, whoa, I don't want all these babes to think that I'm taken.
All these other babes on Skype.
Yeah. he's probably Skyping on the side. I hate to even bring up that fact.
He might have multiple Skype accounts.
Sclerosis.
The problem is if he's gotten this far that this girl is like wants to be like official, then like you can't hide it. You shouldn't be like hooking up with people anyway.
Yo, I'm just cutting in. Isn't it weird to be like, yeah, I have an online relationship. We don't see each other ever, but we're official.
Yeah, what's the point?
That seems like the worst shit ever. Why would you do that?
You know all the negative about being far away from your lover? So that's the whole relationship. Yeah. And all the pros of, you know, actual physical contact and being next to each other. That just doesn't exist.
We have a masturbation-based relationship.
Yeah,
so odd.
Like, I'm not allowed to, like... meet or talk to anybody in my circle of friends and, you know, can't touch anyone in real life. Oh, yeah, and I always have to call and check up with a fake online person.
It's like online porn that makes you feel guilty. Like, that's what an online relationship is like.
Online porn makes me feel guilty. You ain't watching the right porn if you ain't feeling guilty, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Huh? Huh?
I feel like Facebook official is replacing, like, in our generation, it was like, we should have the talk to realize if we're actually boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big deal. Like, are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend?
Remember, there was a
dating or seeing each other or in a relationship. Now it's like, I don't know if we're Facebook official yet.
I think that was called
DTR, remember? Define the relationship.
Oh, yeah. But there's something, I'm almost, in my mind, like, Facebook, like, it weakens the relationship. It undermines it. It's like, oh, I have to show everyone that I have a girlfriend. I have to like be like, oh, this girl is my girlfriend, guys. It seems like insecure, you know?
Right. Like you're anything you put on Facebook is bragging.
Right. So why don't I just like, if I could, was capable of love, why don't I just like have a connection with somebody that's like, I don't care if it's on Facebook or not.
Let the relationship speak for itself.
Listen to you two robots, dude. Don't you think that some girl you were with wants you to brag about her? Like, don't you think she'd
dude,
be like...
Streeter, like, you're absolutely overstepping your bounds
Streeter,
right now. Like,
sorry, you're sociopaths. You're two isolated sociopaths.
I know it's a three-person podcast, but you're ganging up on us. I seriously,
me and my logic.
I think Streeter and his logic and his good points are ganging up on us right now.
It's three against two somehow.
I'm sorry, guys. Let's go back to talking about me being fat and cheese stuff.
This is not cool. The way you had a good point and took me down a peg.
We sort of build each other up, because when it's just us two, who's going to tell us that we're wrong?
I'm like sorry I opened the door to this little self-positive echo chamber you two live in.
We asked you to be on the show, not because we thought you'd come in here and
give us a different opinion, which different means bad in our mind.
I thought you asked me to be on because I was already in Amir's bed. And you were setting up the mics.
I was falling asleep when you started. You said, you felt weird about kicking me out.
You said, let me on the show or I'm going to scream every 3 minutes and interrupt your podcast.
You pulled down your pants, squatted on the bed, pushed out a log halfway out of your ass. I've never seen anything like it. You said one more push and it's on the sheets.
You said, this is what's known as the tipping point. It's the halfway point. I can either suck it back in or let it flop down.
I told him there's no way you can suck that in.
You call me Malcolm Gladwell, man. This is the tipping point. It took me 10,000 hours to perfect this.
So don't blink or you'll miss it.
Because guess what? I'm David, y'all Goliath.
Yup. And you're gonna have to get out of this room and be a little outliers, because they're gonna take a minute to clean it. You know
what I'm
saying?
Kick you out of this hotel.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why we put you on the show.
So I hope that answered her question.
So you were saying it's good to have a lady that you're worth, that's worth bragging about.
I felt when Vanessa and I started dating, as you know, I was very
Vanessa's
like,
your wife,
my wife now. When we started dating, I was like very excited to go on Facebook and be like, this is my girlfriend. I wanted everyone to know. Like, I wanted to brag about it. And I'm sure that made her feel good.
So I think that's the problem there.
Have you ever met someone that you think you'd want to brag about? On Facebook?
Yeah.
Is there someone that you'd want to brag about?
There is someone I'd want to brag. I mean, I've been with people that I wanted to brag about, but I wouldn't put it on Facebook because I know that I'll end up breaking up with them and have to, like, delete that relationship.
I feel like you think other people care a lot more about your relationships than they do.
That's not
you know
fair.
All these people out there
that's
watching my status.
They do. That does that. Like yeah, a breakup true. Shows up in a news feed, and that's shit that people talk about. Not saying me specifically, but
dog,
like,
I'm just clowning. Dude.
No, like it's not.
You're so
yeah,
mad.
Yeah, of course you're clowning, but it's still you're putting me on blast. You're putting me on blast right now on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
I think it's not fair. We had a long tour. It's a Wednesday afternoon, 4 p.m. blast?
That's too early to be
How
blasted.
How is that fair?
That's another thing we've been doing on the tour is putting people on blast.
This is I have feel like we have to give Dave Rosenberg credit for the putting me on blast. Dave, last time or the first time me and Dave talked about being put on blast, it was like, he can't put me on blast on a Sunday. I was like calling him out for some shit. And then he was like, I'm like Monday blast. He was like, you know, really the only day I can be put on blast is Wednesday. By then I really deserve it.
Just blasting each other on an hourly basis.
Yeah, no, I deserve to be put on blast for my actions. That's true. You true, Street.
Let's at least try to give this girl advice. I don't know if we've used it, actually given her advice, or just launched off.
You know what? Hold on. Let me segue this, man. I would say put that dude on blast if it's bothering you. You know?
I was going to literally say the exact same thing. Put that dude on blast.
Sorry, I'm going to put you on blast right now, and I don't think you were going to say that same thing.
How dare you? I should put you on blast for not trusting me on my goddamn show.
Who's on blast, though? Now I'm confused.
This is like a Abbott and Costello routine. Who's on
blast?
Who's on blast? Yes. No, who's on blast? Yes. The guy on blast. Yes. Second
Who?
Blast.
Exactly.
Who's on blast? A modern vaudeville routine. But you just said you don't. You this girl should STFU, and now you're telling him to tell the boyfriend that it bothers
Dude,
him?
Dude, I'm fucking coked out of my mind.
I'll tell her
I'm
anything.
Sorry, I'm not allowed to contradict myself on this show.
Jake's been trying to get Sniff in every city, and guess what? He's succeeding.
I succeeded, dude. I got fucking yay at a rest stop.
His teeth are ground down to a fine powder.
Oh my god! I'm actually like Afrined up. I just like Streeter introduced me to Afrin.
That's
on
true.
This trip.
I got Jake addicted to Afrin.
What is it? Oh, the nasal spray.
The Frin.
Dude, I'm friend up
right
now.
We're so friend out. We've been calling it Nerd Coke.
you guys are looking forward to having being congested.
Do you see, like, when we talk about it, I start licking my lips. I'm fucking itching for that friend right now.
It is addictive, right? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, highly. Yo, that Nerd Coke. Chemically addictive. You get addicted to smelling things.
Yep.
And then you stop taking it. You can't smell anything. You're all stuffed up. And you're like, I need that friend.
That friend.
Give me that friend.
I remember asking you on day two or three, what was the last day of your life that you hadn't taken one pill or done one chemical thing? And you said it's been like, what, five?
Probably, almost a decade, I bet.
You have medicine every day?
Over-the-counter Sidell, man. That's what they call me.
Streeters walked into, like, we did it in Arlington and in Ann Arbor.
He walks into Rite Aid like a kid in a candy store.
He walks into Walgreens so giddy, so happy. And then you come over, like, both times he bought his shit, I thought it was like a display near the register of medicine. It was like so many different medicines.
Hey, when you guys were hungover... At Weber's Hotel, who knew the remedy?
Yeah, that's
over
true.
The counter Sidell picks you up nice.
You were like
Aleve coffee, a little like Afrin.
Is that why you married
drug lord?
A Claritin
D. Is that why you married a doctor?
No, she actually is. She gets furious with me about the amount of over the counter medicines I take on the reg.
Could she write you prescriptions?
She could. I think she could, but she wouldn't. I think you'd lose your license for that. Like, right. Does your dad write you drug prescriptions?
Your dad checks out your vagina all the time, right?
Yeah, your dad gives you your annual pap smear.
Yeah, he gives me a Vagisil and tells me to rub it on my lips if I want to feel something.
Mir's looking a little yeasty right now. Take some of this Vagisil.
Yeah, he used to call me and my brothers the yeasty boys, actually.
The yeasty boys. I came over to your house once. You, Yair, and Ben were all in stirrups in the living room. He was administering a pap smear to each of you guys.
He called it a group anal pap, and we did that biweekly. We tested positive for a shit in our rectum, which is actually very healthy for growing boys. Stirrups. Actually, don't talk about my family.
Really?
No, yeah.
You're going to put me on blast
You're
for that?
My brother's on blast, and I'm not going to stand up for that.
How dare you, man.
Whoa, what's that noise?
I think it's a choo-choo train.
Streeter just ran to the window, looked back with a smile on his face. I think it's a choo-choo train.
What other kind of trains are there, man?
Only choo-choo.
Exactly.
Choo-choo.
Just like me with that cheese. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
Me cocoon. And that Afrin.
Choo-choo.
Get a ride on the Afrin train. Choo-choo, ka-choo, baby.
I got a bouncer kicked down a stall door the other night. I was in there in the bathroom, just fucking leaned over the rail with a fucking Afrin up my nose.
You want some of this Nerd Coke?
I thought he was going to kick me out, but he stepped in, locked the door behind him, and fucking made me like, give it to me motion. It was crazy.
You have such wild nights.
I do. I did Afrin with a fucking bouncer in Chicago, man.
I did Afrin. I snorted a Flintstone vitamin.
Ate a whole freaking kielbasa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
I took an Aleve and I just passed right out then, yeah.
I stayed awake for 36 hours in a hot dogs line, actually. Started hallucinating. that shit will check your ego. It really will.
A bacon and snake dog there.
Snake dog.
All right. Should we move on to the next question?
Sure.
Yeah. We spent more than enough time on that one.
More than, actually.
Is there another leg of this tour we can call this guy?
Chicago. Burlington.
All right.
Burlington. Like a rich, sounds like a rich heir or something.
Sir Burlington writes, so I have a question / need some advice from you guys. How do I quit jerking off? Last time I quit jerking off, I quit for a week and I legit felt better and wanted to actually converse and listen to women rather than just wanting to plow through them and get the hell out of my house. Keep up the good work.
Hey, you guys used my question. Thanks.
Oh my God, it's Burlington himself.
Sir.
Hello, I'm Sir Burlington.
How do I stop jerking off, boys? I have a problem, you see.
Hey, man, you know what they say? Quitting jerking off is easy. I've done it 1,000 times. Oh, Mark Twain, 1988.
Holy shit.
That can't be.
He lives.
So, well, have any of you guys ever tried to quit jerking off?
I've tried to, I would never be like, I quit. But I would be like, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah,
and jerk
because
off
I just
less.
Came and I need like a 2-hour refresher. Let my seed grow a little bit.
I don't think I've ever tried to quit. I mean, quit, that's so final, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you don't quit.
I think if anything, I've realized that I accidentally quit for like a month.
Oh, like you just haven't
jerked Christ.
Off.
Jesus Christ, you would go a month without jerking off?
Dude, when you live with a woman in a loft where there's no other room to go to, I mean, you kind of, yeah. Sometimes you just don't have time. You don't have the privacy.
You don't need the privacy. You just go into the bathroom, pretend you're taking a shower. You
That's
have your
so
iPhone.
So sad.
Your butts. It's not sad. It's fucking coming. It's fun.
Take your iPhone into the bathroom. Why don't you just actually do it in the shower? Why do you have to use your iPhone and pretend you're
Oh,
in
I'm
the
just
shower?
Saying that's what I would do.
Why
I
would
have
you
an
use
imagination.
Your earbuds?
Well, so you can hear the sounds.
Of what?
Like the girl moaning.
Use your brain.
It's all nicer to have the sounds.
All the sounds are in you, Peter. If you just listen to them,
they've done studies that are like it's bad for guys to watch porn. Like the way we watch porn is like,
yeah,
detrimental. Like it's okay to jerk off, but you should maybe watch less porn.
There was that article in New York Magazine about that.
Well, yeah,
it was like
right,
porn
right.
is like ruining a generation of men because they. You can just see anything you want whenever you want it. So like real sex is becoming boring. Although I've never found that.
I mean, yeah, I'm still not bored. But I do think that like when I was younger and I would have to like jerk off with using my imagination, it was like it took less time. It was more like now I'll sit and watch porn for like an hour.
Wow.
That's like a time suck.
You
that's
won't even lot. Be masturbating too. You're just watching it as a fan and a critic.
Just to watch.
As an artist and a
when
scholar.
When I was younger, it was like, you have to do it in the next 15 minutes or your mom is going to be like, I know you're not taking a shower anymore.
Why would you? Isn't that a funny thought that your parents would get mad at you for masturbating? I remember having that thought. Like, I can't get caught because mom and dad will be furious.
I don't think they'll be furious. I think it'll just be terribly embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, now that's what I realize. It would just be embarrassing. But then I thought they would be mad at me for some reason.
Well, some parents are mad. Like, we had a question last week about
Then they don't deserve to be parents.
Take that child away.
Though, you know, I'll tell you this, like the one time I had sex, it was so much better than masturbating. So like that's, I'm looking forward to that again. Someday.
You're saying the
you
one time you had
again.
Sex?
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah. On our wedding night was the time. And then, So when we're ready to have a kid, we'll do it again.
Oh no.
Oh
yeah.
So you're saving, you
that's
saved yourself.
That's awesome. You had laid?
I had lay, dude. I had lay.
You had lay?
I had lain with a woman once.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. Tell me everything, man.
I wish everyone could see how Jake's just shivering with excitement.
Jake's quivering at a rate that makes him look like a hummingbird.
Oh, no.
He's just a blur at this point.
He's actually flying. Jake's flying around the room. He can fucking float.
He's like an electron. He's you can never pinpoint his exact location. He's everywhere and nowhere at once.
I swear to God, the only thing that's tethering him to the room right now is that he's holding the mic.
It's like watching a dandelion float around. It's unbelievable. He's turning into different feathery particles.
Tell me everything.
At this point, he's more of an idea than a person. He's more of a presence than a human.
Though we can't see, we more
we
than
know
feel
he's there.
Jake.
Yeah. Now we know what the soul is.
It's a bright, bright light that's even lighter than whiteness. I can't even know how to describe it.
I can't help but feel like we've gotten off track.
That happens a lot on this show. His question is, how do I stop jerking off?
Yeah.
I guess don't.
Yeah, don't. I think that would be my advice,
You said
too.
There was a subreddit.
I think there is a Reddit called...
we can direct you to a Reddit.
That's the answer to every question.
I think it's called NoFap.
And what is it? Just like interesting things that...
A support group?
No, yeah, I think Sam Rice sent it to me once. It's like a support group for dudes who are trying not to jerk off.
You have like a sponsor? Like, hey, Streeter, it's Jake. I'm just like feeling low. I think I'm going to jerk off. I'm going to come over, man.
I have a huge hard on right now, and I kind of want to grab it with my hand.
I want to touch it, man. Just stay strong. Just stay on the phone with me, all right? I'm going to come over right now.
You think wet dreams
We're going to go to a bar.
Wet dreams are something they look forward to
because it's like, oh, I didn't masturbate, but I still came. Or it's like cheating. Like, no, I had a wet dream.
I think that's natural. So I guess I have no idea. I mean, this is such a – these people are like cannibals to me. I think it's it's disgusting what they do.
I feel like it's – to me, it's like an insult to the only – like, to me, I'm like, we made a deal with the universe where it's like we know we're going to die, right? Which is horrible. But we got – what we got instead was – it feels pleasant when we pull on it.
We have, like, pleasure buttons.
Yeah, so it's like, that's there as the trade for knowing you're going to die. So, like, why would you not want to pull on it?
Will you please just go back to distracting yourself from knowing that you're going to die, from death?
Okay? Yeah, it's just like, oh, man, someday I'm not going to be here, but at least I can yank on my dick and it'll feel good for the next 10 minutes.
I'll take that deal.
Good deal.
Every time. This is Adam talking
to God.
Okay,
well, let me just present you with the other deal.
No. So I just, oh, my God, it's working. So, holy shit, this is great. Yeah,
the other one is you can live forever. Adam,
I don't care about that. No, that's fine. Yep. I'm totally fine with my own mortality as long as I get, what, 70, 80 years? Oh, this is amazing. Holy shit. You had a funny joke on stage, which was if guys could have multiple orgasms, they would what?
Yeah, if guys could have multiple orgasms, there would never be guys because we would have gone extinct at the first dude. He would have just had an orgasm and been like, whoa, that was amazing. Oh, hey, it still feels good. Oh, let me just do this again. And then he would just starve to death in 2 weeks. That would have been that.
He's dead.
Have you guys ever tried to pare masturbation down? Like, oh, I do it too much?
Yeah, I pared it down before. We're like,
it's okay to go on a diet. You just don't want to fast.
I almost don't you like? I use it almost strategically sometimes, where it's like, oh, I feel I'm gonna like the wife and I got a hotel tonight. Like, I better beat off in the morning so that in the evening I have more
capacity.
Stamina.
I think
longer.
It depends on your mood. If I'm like feeling like really turned on before I'm gonna go out, I'm like I'll jerk off so I have stamina. Sometimes if I'm in a relationship, I'll have to not jerk off. Because, like, then I won't be able to get as hard later.
Because you find the person you're with repulsive now that they're committed to you?
You get less attracted to the person as time goes on.
Strange. I don't feel that at all, but all right.
Well, you found your soulmate. Your wife's a goddamn smoke show, all right? We don't all get Vanessa.
Jake loves my wife. She loves Jake. And they've had a few run-ins with each other.
Yeah, no.
And you know what? Honestly, that's just something old Street's going to have to live with.
And I actually would love this opportunity to just say, Vanessa, I love you.
Baby.
Vanessa, come home.
And then come home after you go home with him. Or just text me. Just let me know where you are.
Tell me everything.
I don't care if you drink in my house as long as you do it safely.
As long as I'm there.
So the advice is to not stop jerking off. It doesn't matter.
Don't stop jerking off. You get crazy too. I feel like you need to get rid of it sometimes, or you get a little crazy.
Cum is poison. Expel it from your body.
It gets rotten, and then those are bad sperm, and then they infect all the other sperm.
Yeah,
I'm
your balls
just
get bigger and bigger and bigger, like a water balloon filling up in a spigot until it finally explodes.
You want to be walking around like you got two oranges in a garbage bag? Absolutely not.
Hell no. We will go. Hell no, we will. They will grow. So that's our advice. Don't actually. What's a good amount? One a day? Once a day?
I mean, whenever you're fucking feeling it, as long as it's not inhibiting you from like hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, you know what? That's what it is. It's like smoking weed. It's like, go ahead and do it right up until you're putting off and not doing other things so you can sit there and smoke weed by yourself.
Right, yeah. As soon as you're like just jerking off, like you're like, oh, I should go see my family. And you're like, no, I'm going to sit in my room and tug my stick so I don't think about how I'm going to die.
Am I the only one who does that?
No, totally. I jerk off thinking about death, but I'm weird.
Yeah, no, the character, the guy, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Grim Reaper himself.
Grim Reaper
porn.
Reaper POV
shit. So bony. So cloaky and bony and sithy.
Is masturbation to you like medicine is to street? Or like, can you remember the last day you didn't masturbate, or do days go by where you don't masturbate?
I guess days go by where I don't masturbate.
It's not like an everyday thing for you.
No, not every
day. Can I tell you a funny masturbation story?
No, we're okay. We're actually running out of time.
God.
Thank you
all so
much.
So like, you know, when you get to college, there's often a massive drop off in your jacking off because like all of a sudden you're in a room with three other dudes and
all
like
the time.
You don't know them. And you're like, well, I'm not just going to jerk off in here.
It's hard to find
time. It becomes very scarce. Like, Yeah, you're like, when are you coming back from class? All right, like I have 5 minutes. Lock the door. Like,
you so casually care about your roommate's schedule.
You're like, oh, so you're gonna stay the whole class, right?
I knew my roommate's schedule better than I knew mine. Like, oh shit, when do I have lab? But like, I knew when Ken had lab.
Yeah, I would like skip class when Steve and Matt were at class because that would be my jerk off. Yeah, time.
They're all at home. You guys are all. Neither of you guys are gonna go to class.
I'm also not feeling well.
Fuck, can we just all jerk off right now?
All right, so that's what happened. You know, my friend Tim, my buddy Tim I, we lived together, and like at some point we became good enough friends. We were just like, you know what, dude, I really want to jerk off. Can you leave for 10 minutes?
Yeah, which is fine.
And it was amazing. And then eventually we just got to the point where we'd be like, I'm going to go up in the loft and jerk off. And I'd be like, all right, cool, I'll stay down here and jerk off. And it was the greatest arrangement ever.
You just like, as you get lazier and lazier in college, like, you stop shaving, you start growing your hair out, you start eating like shit, and you're like, and you know what? I'm not going to leave the room when you jerk off.
It was one of the best things that ever happened to me in college, because all of a sudden it was like, yeah, now I'm comfortable in my own dorm.
Yeah.
You broke a wall down there.
Yeah, we did.
With your cum.
Yeah, and also Tim and I eventually started hooking up with each other a lot.
Why am I masturbating? Yeah, we did. 69.
During graduation, instead of walking, you guys rolled on the stage 69.
You know, man, let me choke on that trout snout for a minute.
A trout snout.
You know, it's not gay if you're both jerking each other off, because it's like you're tugging on your own dick. It just happens to be someone else's. It's called the virtual reality.
You ever have a jack off race with your friend where you jerk each other off and see?
Oh, the Oogie Cookie?
That was bad. Sorry, Tim. He's like a professional businessman now. I'm like, we used to agree about jerking off and
Yeah, don't bring him down to your level. Yeah, he has a real job.
Hey, Streeter, I got a goddamn reputation, man.
I know you're
none of these people know I masturbate.
You're a garbage can comedian, but I'm doing something here. We usually take a little break now. Is there anything that we haven't talked about this tour that we wanted to?
Probably.
I said trout snout, so I feel like that was the one thing I wanted to get
on
in.
On blast.
Yeah, on blast, trout snout.
Goose meat.
Yeah, Streeter started calling vaginas goose meat, which I think makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
If it makes sense if you don't think about it, actually.
We're calling dicks trout snouts and vaginas goose meat. Yep.
And anal sex was drilling for corn.
Oh yeah, that's right, drilling for corn.
I thought vagina was trout snout.
It might have been. I don't know, man.
No, because that would make goose meat the dick.
No. Goose meat and trout snout were both vaginal euphemisms.
Was trout snout not a butthole?
You know what? I mean, I feel like, you know, use it the way you want. Use it when it feels right.
Yeah.
To me, trout snout felt like dick, but to you it might have felt like butthole, and you might want to drill that corn.
That's true.
That's you doing you. We're gonna knock that.
We're like a bunch of children, which is fun. Like we're 30, Jake's getting close to 30, professionals, and when we're in a car together for 4 hours, all we do is make like duty and poopy jokes. Yeah. And like say things like trout snout and then crack the fuck up for like 2 hours.
Make weird little raps. What was the rap? Yo, that loose meat, that goose meat.
Oh, yeah. Let me get that pussy, that goose meat, that loose meat. I'm going to lose me in some goose meat.
Goose meat, huh?
Men like reach 11 years old and then we're like, well, this is good. I'll stay here mentally forever.
Have fun, women.
Yeah. You suck.
Studer just had the vision of driving off the road on the way to Minneapolis and just
I could kill
it
us all.
Which Amir tried to do, I think, when we drove from Burlington.
That's actually
I feel like you should do a special that's episode where you just talk about Amir's fucking insane driving.
Let's talk about Amir's driving on our break.
It is funny because my friends at home make fun of me because I'm a very cautious, like nervous, slow driver. They're like, oh, Amir doesn't know how to take risks. He doesn't drive very cavalierly. He hasn't driven in a while. And then I drove with you guys and it was the exact opposite.
You were like, you were a drunk driver with a death wish. Here's what it is. I think it's like LA, there's lots of like traffic and lights and signs, and that confuses you. Because when we got
that's too much stimulus.
When we got off the exit to go to that gas station, it was like a stop sign. The gas station was across the street and you crept for maybe 30 seconds into the middle of the lane, to the point where, like, you were in the lane, you had made the turn, yeah, but you were still looking over your shoulder.
So cautious that it becomes dangerous again.
Right. Right. But, like, on the open road when we were on the highway, you were doing 100 in the rain.
In New Hampshire.
We're on a road. By the way, like, that's the scare. Like, I understand if I'm driving down, like, I-95, I-91, these are highways that I've been on. I know every turn. I know all the exits. I can go fast.
Dude, stop bragging.
I'm saying... Dude, I know how 95 works.
Trust me.
Yo, exit 22 to 64.
Because I'm going,
that's
95.
That's my territory.
You know your roads. So there's some roads that you're like, okay, I'm like going to take it easy up here. I know there's like a pothole. I know there's a quick turn. We've never been to New Hampshire.
I feel so at home in America, like, that like every road is my road.
Around a
so
turn, scary. You don't know what there's going to be.
Yeah,
there could
and
be a pothole
that's
around.
This is
I don't want to go on that road because I'm scared. No, every road leads me to a new place, and I want to tackle it head on.
Amir's
I'm go
driving. So bad. Amir's driving was so bad on the way from Burlington to Boston that I got sick, and had to leave the show the second I was
and
done.
And you did a semester at sea without ever feeling nauseous.
I've never felt nauseous in a car ever, and we were swaying back and forth. Yeah. And I remember
explaining.
It was windy.
Amir was windy. That's his lie. I was looking at the trees. The trees weren't moving at all.
So how would I swerve the car left?
Because you were
right.
Just going with your hand. You were moving the wheel.
I swear to God, I think we got from Burlington to Boston in one hydroplane. I think we hydroplaned.
I think we drifted across
New
Hampshire.
There was the one time that I was like really scared. We were going around a bend.
Keep in mind, this is a guy who has unprotected sex for a living. So for him to be really scared of it means a lot.
And I don't even like this. It was crazy. Like a merge, a turn. A driving rain and an unfamiliar road. Amir's doing 95, one hand in the steering wheel, the other in a Chex Mix bag.
I'm on the verge of vomiting in the back seat with a fever.
I'm not even
Dave Rosenberg has his head to his knees. He's praying to the only God that he knows that we at least die quickly because he's accepted the fact that we're crashing to our demise. And all these brake lights are on, and all I feel is not the car slowing down, not you releasing the brake, but accelerating.
Yeah.
Like as if we can go through them somehow.
And I only got into two accidents. So.
I remember trying to get Amir to slow down, and you were doing it too. And like I realized that we live our lives in bits. We're always doing a bit. But like Amir really thought we were doing a bit. I was like, dude, slow down.
You have to stop.
I don't feel well. He's like, okay.
Did you say speed up?
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking throw up back here. And the Bitcoins were crashing at that point.
We were crashing and the Bitcoins at the same time.
That was the other thing from this trip that's been fun.
Just tracking how Bitcoins
are
going.
Yeah, watching fortunes being made and lost in
Streeter
our car by the
made
minute.
$1 million on Bitcoin on this very trip.
Oh my God, I was so close.
The problem is he lost 1.2 the next day, so he's he's in the hole for 200 grand. No, we had fun.
We do.
The thing is, I'm not offended by this because I am a bad driver. I'm willing to admit that. It's not like you're attacking something that I think that I'm good at.
Right. Like you're a bad writer.
I've never seen
at writing.
I've never seen anybody drive so much like a grandpa, like up on the steering wheel while going so fast.
It's at least unique. Give me that much.
It was unique. It was a unique move. I've never seen it before.
Hands at 10 and 2, eyes looking very alert, but you're going over 100 miles.
158 miles an hour sideways through a hailstorm in a New Hampshire windy Riverbrook Road.
By 10 and 2,
pounding
you mean,
Chex Mix.
By 10 and 2, you mean 10 o'clock and then two bags of Chex Mix by the driver's, whatever, the stick shift thing.
Shift, that stiff dick. That goose meat, loose meat.
Oh, that's another fun thing we've been doing is rapping about
people's names. The meet and greets afterwards, we ask the guys their names and we ask the girls their names and we just always turn it into a rap about that person having a huge dick.
Which works 40% of the time, and then at someone's like really shy. He's like, hey, my name's Colin. You guys are like, Colin, slob on his bobbin. Off all day. And he's like, oh, yeah. Can I just actually
there
have
was also
a
that kid yesterday who's like,
my brother's sick, and he really is a big fan.
What's your brother's name?
Jason, I'm Jason. That Tayson.
There's also that kid yesterday that said his name was Jesus, and we were just like dead silent.
Why don't you have
want
a
pick
button?
All right. Let's at least answer one more question, then we can legitimately call this an advice podcast.
Fair enough.
Y'all ready for this?
Don't get all like passive aggressive.
Well, you're
with
the
us.
One who said he had to get out of here and start masturbating.
I know.
Before five. So I'm just
is it
to get
five? Oh my god.
All right, ready?
Yep.
I'm barely gonna have an hour.
Hey dudes. Boston writes. Hey dudes. Last school year, this girl and I began talking, and I really liked her. After a while, I asked her out, and she gave me the "I'm not interested in a relationship right now" spiel. Shortly after that, she just became pretty unresponsive in real life and over text to me until summer break, when we plain stopped talking. Shortly thereafter, I began working out and eating right to rebuild the confidence, as this particular rejection really got to me. Fast forward several months, and I'm now a buff and a cool. Suddenly, she's all interested in me. I kind of like her back still, but it annoys me that she only likes me now that I'm in good shape. I feel like if we do enter into a relationship, I'll always feel like she doesn't exactly like me enough to go out with me if I were in less shape. I'm worried... sorry.
Less shape.
I'm worried this could be a shallow relationship. Am I overthinking this? Shall I stop being such a prude and go out with this nude? Love, Boston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like, if anything, she did you a favor, right?
Right. It is. It's weird that he's like, hey, I liked this girl, but she wasn't physically attracted to me. Then I worked out, and now she's physically attracted to me. Yes.
That's why you worked out.
Right. Your goal was accomplished, yeah. And now you... It's like, oh,
it
I
sounds
really
like this dude was just bragging. Yeah, kind of. Like he just wanted to like brag about how he's in shape now and girls like him.
I really wanted to hike up this mountain, but I wasn't in good enough shape, so I worked out and now I can do it. But it's like,
do
is
I
this
really
mountain
want
a
to?
Jerk?
Am I overthinking this hike? Should I just sack up and take the hike?
Being physically attracted to someone is like a major component of liking them. And
yeah.
If he wasn't like her type, and then he worked out, she liked muscles. Here we go. You uncracked the code.
What's the point of like, if you're not physically attracted to someone, like then just be their friend. Like all relationships are just like a friendship where you also are attracted to the
right.
person.
She doesn't sound like she was that mean. She was like, I'm just not interested in a relationship with you. She wanted to be his friend. Isn't that what she said?
Also, this is a long time span too. Like, I'm not interested in a relationship right now.
Right, then so the whole
like,
summer goes
then
by.
The whole, yeah, then like the end of school, then summer, then next year comes. It's like maybe she
but
changed her mind.
Doesn't this remind you of like a movie where like the girl doesn't want to date the nerd, then the nerd becomes cool, and then the girl's like, ooh, I'm into you. And then the cool move is the nerd being like, well, I'm going to reject you now. Like, isn't that more of a victory than
that's
actually
petty.
Going out with someone?
Yeah, but I feel like
the victory is hooking up with the person you wanted to hook up with,
right? Not with rejecting her like she rejected you.
Well, I think
what do you get from that?
There's always somebody that liked you all along, which is like super romantic.
Right.
You know, the trick is you got to take the girl's glasses off and then you realize how pretty she is. Because we all know glasses make you an ugly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What happened there? Sorry, we had a little audio glitch.
In my throat. So you don't think there's anything to rejecting the girl?
Not really. I mean, like, I guess it depends. If you still are into her, and you can't fault her for just, like, being physically attracted to you. You just called yourself a buff and a cool.
Yeah.
So you're aware that you're a smoke show.
you deserve it.
Like, are you going to fault
Jake's
her?
Jake's a little jealous of you right now.
Yeah, dude, you're perfect. Pecs and your rippling abs. Are you kidding me?
Why doesn't this dude flip the situation on himself and be like, there's a girl who's a bust, she's busted, but you guys get along as like buddies and she's interested in you and you're just not attracted to her. She goes away, comes back in like 6 months looking hot. Like, you know, I feel like that's totally understandable. Yeah, remember like in high school when like someone would go away for the summer, you come back,
yeah,
and someone who was not attractive all of a sudden was like super hot.
Yep.
Totally changed the way you thought about them.
What'd they do over the summer?
Grew tits.
Wow. I mean, there was one summer that I grew a foot and I grew my hair super long and I came back to school and I got one hand job that year. So like things changed.
I literally, when I had my driver's license test, this girl I had a crush on was like, if you get your license, call me. Like, holy shit, that changes the game?
That was the last time a government document got anyone laid.
But, like, that's crazy. She was basically like, if you don't get your license, you are not cool to me. And if you do, then you are.
I think this dude should hook up with this girl or like go out a little bit and see if, you know, whatever. Stop worrying about it. Stop being such a dork.
I think you should emotionally abuse her in some way. Maybe
at the very least, yeah. Why don't you just go back? You fuck her. You fuck her over now.
You know what you should do?
You make her feel rejected.
You make
it's
her
about
get
revenge.
Fat.
Yeah, you can be like, I love you, but I'd love you even more if there was some more cushion for the push.
I wish she had a little meat on them bones.
Yeah, I want some cheese curds up in this.
Yeah, you get that fatty goose meat. You know what I'm saying? You get that fatty ass goose meat though.
I like my goose meat a little thick.
That my salty ass trout.
Well marbled goose meat for this trout snout.
All right, there it is. Go for it. She's the reason you lost the weight and became buff. So at least enjoy it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you did it for nothing. Who cares about health reasons?
Right. It's like you grew a garden and there's all this delicious food and you're like, no, it's just because I watered it and took care of the garden that the food grew.
I'd hate to cheat.
Reap the benefits of your efforts.
I'm overthinking this garden.
Cool. There it is. That's
Toda Rabah.
That's our first hotel podcast.
We're performing tomorrow or Friday in Minneapolis. This is one episode that's going to come out before the tour is over.
So if you're listening in Minneapolis, there's still tickets available, I assure you. So please check out collegehumor.com/CHontour to watch us hang out, make jokes, have fun, relax, die.
Whoa.
Goose meat. Hashtag goose meat.
Oh my God. I hope that becomes a hashtag.
The first theme song, we're still accepting theme song submissions. They're coming in fast and furious. We really appreciate it. That first one was from someone from the band, or Audrey from the band Sick C. And this last one is from someone named Grandmaster Kate. Streeter, anything you want? A pluggy plug before we get out of here?
No, you know what? I'm just going to say no, and I'm going to say thank you guys so much for having me on your podcast. What a pleasure it's been to be on tour together.
You're the best, and I am just going to plug Streeter's book, White Wine, just because he didn't ask me to.
Just because he gave me $25. He said, I feel like it'll be a pimp move if I take a knee and you come to bat for me.
I'll tell you this. It's the best book I've written.
This year. So check out Streeter's White Wine book. And yes, thank you so much for listening, everybody. See you on Monday. That's it. Another episode in the books. Thanks again to HuluPlus.com for bringing us back so early. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit TV shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. So you can help support us by checking out HuluPlus.com/Amir, and that'll give you an extended free trial. Thanks, y'all.